The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
We return now, though, to that story. Quishock mentioned it in the news headlines. President Michael D. Higgins speaking at an event in Naas in County Kildare today, opening a centre for homeless young adults. And he used the opportunity to give an impassioned speech about the housing situation in Ireland.
There, first of all, I say from my heart to those young people who showed me, brought me into the places that is their living space. Those who saw as well as that, that it's far more than about bricks and mortar. But having a home, is so important for every other aspect of citizen participation. And I often ask myself, you know, how Republican is what we created? And that's a real challenge. I have taken as well to speaking ever more frankly in relation to housing, because I think it is our great, great, great failure. It isn't a crisis anymore. It is a disaster. And I think that we have to really think about meeting the basic needs of people in a republic, be it about food and shelter and education. And building homes is what is important. It is not to be a star performer for the speculative sector internationally or anything else.
Yeah, that was the President Michael D. Higgins speaking earlier today. Joe in Donegal on 53106 says there is an entire generation worse off than their parents. We need a clear, strong voice to advocate for us. Who better to call out failings in government? There may be rules pertaining to the presidency and what he can or can't say, but I, as a citizen, respect him more for it. Good man, Michael D. So says Joe in Donegal. Anyway, 53106, I'd love to hear your views on it. Joe, obviously supportive of Michael D, but he does touch on the issue that others have raised, which is that whether you think Michael D is right in terms of the content or not, that he is not the man to be saying it. This is not the function of the office of the President of Ireland. Shane Coleman, News Talk Breakfast presenter, is with me. Shane, should Michael D have said this today?
I don't believe so, Kieran. He spoke about speaking frankly. Unfortunately, he must know at this stage, after how many years as president, 12 or so years, or certainly over a decade as president, it's actually not his job to speak frankly. There are constitutional constraints on what he can and what he cannot say, and they're laid out pretty specifically in the Constitution, most notably Article 39, where his powers and functions conferred on him by this Constitution, it says, should be exercisable or performable by him only on the advice of the government. And the Constitution goes on to say the President can only leave the state save with the consent of the government, which shows pretty clearly the supremacy of the executive. And look, the reality has been over the years that there are constraints on what the President can say, and straying into government policy is an absolute no-no. And undoubtedly, he has strayed into, not for the first time, it has to be said, he has strayed into government policy. Look, and I get the point that your listener from Donegal made, and I absolutely accept. I'm in a minority in this, and I'm guessing people are shouting at the radio saying, these things don't matter, he needs to say, somebody needs to say what has to be said, even though I don't think there's anything particularly radical about what he's saying. But I actually think constitutions do matter, and I think constitutional parameters do matter, and I think we only realise the importance of those constitutional parameters when it's too late. If you look across the water in the UK, you have a government led by Boris Johnson, a sovereign government breaking international law. If you look across the Atlantic, you have Donald Trump effectively organising a coup. Now, I'm not comparing what Michael D. Higgins has said today to those two, but what I'm saying is it's almost too late when you realise that if you throw out constitutional conventions and the proper way of doing things, then I think you're into difficulties. Look, Michael D. Higgins is absolutely free to express his views on the housing on the housing sector if he leaves politics, if he leaves the presidency. And even when he leaves the presidency, he's absolutely free to do so. But I don't believe as president that is his job, because it will be seen he will be seen as not above party politics. And that is important, because he has important functions.
Fergus Finlay is with us as well, columnist with the Irish Examiner. Fergus, did Micheál Martin wander beyond the bounds of what is expected of his office?
Do you mean Michael D. Higgins?
Michael D. Higgins. What did I say?
Micheál Martin.
Micheál Martin. Michael D. Higgins.
I wish it had been Micheál Martin, actually, who had said today that this is our greatest national failure, rather than Michael D. Higgins. I total respect for Shane's point of view, but he's fundamentally wrong. And I don't want to put it any more harshly than that.
Well, that's harsh enough, but go on anyway.
What Michael D did today was he criticised our national failure. He didn't criticise a politician, he didn't criticise a policy, he didn't criticise the government, he didn't attack anybody. He criticised what is undoubtedly an extraordinary national failure. We, in the depths of the Depression in the 1930s, we built houses. In the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, when the country was, excuse me, saddled with debt, we built houses. We stopped building houses in the 1990s. We decided to regard housing as some kind of commodity. And we're now in this bizarre situation where the richest country in, one of the richest countries in the world, can't provide a home for its children. Now, Michael D. happens to hold the only office in the country, where he is elected by every single citizen. Not just once in his case, but twice. And if anybody has not just a right, but an obligation to point to failure of that kind, it is him. Yes, he'd be straying beyond the line if he said the government is a disgrace or Micheál Martin is a thundering disgrace or anything like that. But he didn't do that. He said, we have failed. We have failed not just one, but now two generations. I mean, look at what we're doing. We're spending $800 million a year subsidizing rents. We've failed. I work in a housing estate in Dublin, which was promised regeneration 15 years ago. 5 years ago, the first phase was completed. We're still waiting for the second phase to start. And it's not political. It's not lack of money. Mm. It is this astonishing, deep-grained, bureaucratic inertia. Do you know how many steps of the process Dublin City Council have to negotiate before they can go for planning permission? Not after they go for planning permission, but before. They have to go through four or five labyrinthine processes involving the Department of Housing, the Department of Not Building Housing, before. And of course, it's long. Well,
Shane might agree with some of the substance of that in terms of making it easier to get housing built. But I suppose it's beside the point he was making. And I do want to put what you said about him to him. Shane, you're fundamentally wrong. And Michael D. Higgins has an obligation to point out failures of this nature.
Yeah, like where I disagree with Fergus is when he says that he wasn't criticising the government. He may not have mentioned directly the government, but I think there's only one interpretation you can take from his comments. You know, when he talks about we are, you know, not meeting basic needs, it is disaster. He talks about the poor law system and so on, and makes comparisons between what we have now and the poor law system. That is a criticism of the government parties, and you know, when you look at them, there's only one party in the Dáil at the moment, I think, if you exclude the very small parties, that hasn't been in government. If I was Sinn Féin, I'd be absolutely delighted at the president's intervention. And the president has very important roles. I mean, he has two key functions. One is in scrutinising legislation, and the other is exercising. Fergus will know this better than I. I think Fergus may have been actually involved in the government where it did happen. That ability to refuse to dissolve the Dáil, which I think only happened once, where a president was called into action there, or almost called into action back in the early 1980s. But for those two reasons, and they may never happen. The dissolving of the Dáil will not happen in Michael D's tenure in office, but it could. And for those reasons, I think it is absolutely important that the president of the day must be above party politics, and also must be seen absolutely to be above party politics. And by making an intervention like that, I don't think he is being above party politics.
Fergus,
Shane, I think you're ascribing a motivation to the president that actually simply wasn't there. I think anyone who works in this field, anyone who meets young people, anyone who meets this generation of young people, who sees the despair, who sees, has to be moved, has to draw attention to the fact that as a rich first world country, we have failed in a basic duty.
And who is he criticising then, if not government? Sorry, just on that point that Shane is describing something that isn't there, who is he criticising?
Specifically, I tell you what I would criticise, and if he'd specifically used the phrase bureaucratic malaise, if he'd specifically used the phrase deep-seated bureaucratic indifference to the housing crisis, I don't think anyone would think he was pointing his finger particularly at the government. Now, he didn't use those phrases because he was careful enough not to target anybody. That's who I would target if I was him.
So this was just a general criticism. He wasn't criticising anyone?
I don't think he was, and I don't think he was praising anyone. I think he was supporting Sinn Féin or, you know, advocating a vote for Sinn Féin or anything like that. And I think anyone who kind of interprets it that way couldn't be wider from the mark. There ought to be a mix of anger and despair at our national failure to address this problem. I've been involved in one situation that has taken 15 years with no progress. And every minister I've met, all people of goodwill, all of them have said money isn't the problem here. Every single one of them has said money isn't the problem here. So what the hell is the bloody problem? There's a failure at the level of policy, there's a failure at the level of administration, there's a failure at the level of political will generally to deal with this. And the biggest failure, we all drive past, I drive every day past a massive new housing estate which is being built for rent, being built by private money for rent. It is a guarantee.
Are you guilty of defending Michael D. Higgins then because you agree with what he says? Defending his right to say it simply because you agree with what he's saying?
If you think so, then I am, Ciarán. I'm guilty as charged. In fact, to be honest with you, I'm kind of surprised he hadn't said it sooner. If I could actually say to you, I'm a bit disappointed that it's taken him so long and that he's held his tongue this long, because this is a national failure and it is something that a president could well take it upon himself if he chose to address the parliament about. Now, of course, then he would have to get the permission of the government to the text that he wants to deliver, but he could certainly do it. And, you know, it's long past time that our first citizen, the person whose mandate comes from us, represented the widespread anger and dismay that people feel about the housing situation.
Yeah, go on, Shane, final word.
Yeah, sorry, just to be clear, I wasn't suggesting that, and I don't think Fergus was suggesting that I was suggesting this, but I wasn't suggesting in any way that Michael D. Higgins was advocating a vote for Sinn Féin. I would just make one final point, though. Could you imagine, the property crisis is not unique to Ireland. There is a property crisis in many other countries. That's not to defend it. But imagine if the Queen, for example, came out and made a speech like that. There would be a huge constitutional crisis in Britain. There would be widespread criticism. People would say she'd gone way beyond her parameters. She would not do so. There will not be a constitutional crisis here for one simple reason. The government knows it cannot win.
Now, her successor, Charles, had a swipe at the government over the Rwanda policy during the week.
He certainly did.
He's not the head of state.
Disgusting policy.
Yeah. Well, we won't get into a debate about Rwanda and what is happening there, though perhaps we should as well talk about that on the show. Fergus, we appreciate your time. Thanks a million for joining us. Fergus Finlay, columnist with the Irish Examiner, and Shane Coleman, a News Talk Breakfast presenter. As someone trying to get on the housing ladder, I'm so relieved to hear the President speaking with passion about something that is affecting and disheartening to so many people. I wish the politicians in power cared as much as he clearly does. But Paul in Dublin says, I'm with Shane on this. Michael D. totally out of order. Furthermore, the housing crisis is identical throughout Europe. Paul, thank you for the text. Thank you, everybody who's getting in touch. 53106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.